Welcome. Let's take a few moments to settle in together. Find a comfortable seated position on a chair, on the floor, wherever is most comfortable. Closing your eyes, allowing your attention to shift inward and notice the surface you're sitting on, how your legs feel. Allow your legs to relax more deeply down, receiving the support of the ground. Allow your hips to relax. Base of your spine to relax. And then shift your attention up to the crown of your head. Allow the chin to drop ever so slightly and feel the crown of the head rise up, pulling your spine long as the hips and legs stay committed to relaxing down. And taking a few breaths with this longer spine, more space. And take one hand and place it on the belly, the other hand, your chest. As you inhale, feel the belly expand into the palm of your hand. And as you exhale, feel the belly relax. Inhale, belly expands. And then if the breath gets bigger, you'll feel the chest expand. Exhale, belly pulls in. Chest stays lifted. Continuing for a few breaths with your hands on your body, just so you can really be in touch with the sensations that come with the breath. So breath and sensation are key tools to help us get into our nervous system, which is going to be important, which is central when we're talking about being present with uncertainty, with chaos, with disruption. And just keeping it really simple, inhaling, exhaling, noticing the sensations of inhale and exhale, feeling your hands on your abdomen and chest. And now go ahead and relax your hands to wherever they're comfortable. And continue to stay in touch with the sensations of breath. Just let the breath continue in a full, simple, relaxed pattern. And now go ahead and bring to mind a current situation. Also could be an imaginary future situation, where there's a sense of uncertainty, a sense of unknown, something that evokes a bit of fear, right? The heart might start to beat a little faster. The breath may want to quicken. And take a few moments until you find something that evokes some fear. There's uncertainty, there's disruption, the unknown is right here. And allow this imagining to really pervade. So we're going to sit with it for a few moments. Notice what happens to your heart, right, to your pulse. Notice what happens to your breath. You might notice contractions in muscles or changes in muscles, especially in your face, neck, shoulders, belly. Could be anywhere. And just notice, you're just being an observer of the experience while you're experiencing it. What do you notice with this imagining front and center? And let it do whatever it does to your breath, to your body, to your emotions. And while this is happening and unfolding just as it does, the sensations, the emotions, the thoughts, go ahead and take your hands and move them. It almost doesn't matter where you move them. Wherever your hands are, find another place. It might be on your leg. It might be on your chest. It could be on your cheek. Just go ahead and move your hands somewhere else and shift the sensations. And now notice the sensations where your hands are, along with whatever is still going on. Right? The fear response is likely still here as you keep this situation top of mind, top of awareness. And see if you can go back and forth between the fear and whatever your mind is imagining and whatever that's creating in your system, and then to the pure sensation of your hands on your body. And if you notice you're having trouble tracking sensation where your hands are, go ahead and try putting them somewhere else. And any place where you can have skin on skin contact will likely be easier to access. So if you're wearing short sleeves on your lower arm, that type of thing, your cheek, take a few moments and again, notice, go back and forth between the sensations underneath your hands at those points of contact. And then mind to whatever that unknown, uncertain situation where the fear is, back and forth. Notice that you have some agency here about where your attention is, which is key to being present in uncertainty. Not avoiding, but expanding your aperture to include more, right? Include sensations, where your hands are right now in this now moment, and then whatever stories your mind is making up about this unknown, uncertain, disruptive situation. And then go ahead and release your hands. We're going to bring the attention back to the breath now. First, just notice what's here right now. Emotions, sensations, thoughts, stories. Now bring attention to the breath. You can inhale to the count of four and exhale to the count of six. Count at a pace that's comfortable for you. Inhale four. Exhale six. As you're in this breathing pattern, keep in mind or bring back to mind the situation that evokes some fear in the face of uncertainty, unknown, disruption. And again, tack back and forth, awareness of the breath. Evoke the situation. Here we're looking to see and experiment with that there's agency around what's in the background and what's in the foreground. Once you establish a breathing pattern, you can let the mind go somewhere else and still keep the pattern going. And then you can shift back to the breathing pattern itself with your full focus. Let the other shift to the background. Just completing a few more breath cycles on your own. And go ahead. And relax back into a natural breath. And the final technique we'll use here is about locating yourself also with your attention in the now moment. So again, you still have your situation in mind that evokes some fear. And I'm going to invite you to now come back to the most simple truth of this moment. So for me, there's a woman sitting on a chair, feeling coolness on her skin, feeling sensation on my ankles where my hands are touching. And I ask myself, and ask yourself along with me, is there a problem? Is there a threat right here, right now? And I can't find one. I can take my mind to the situation and find it. But what I notice from here is that it's out there. It's not here right now. And through these three techniques, what we're conditioning ourselves to do is to be masters of our attention. So even in the most chaotic, disruptive, scary moments, we have a sense of agency. We can take our attention to the breath. We can take our attention to sensation, including using, placing our hands on different parts of the body. And we can locate ourselves with the simple truth of this moment. Can I find a problem or a threat right now? And the more we practice this when there isn't a threat, the more we'll be able to shift when there is one. So I encourage you to practice these techniques regularly and then see when a threat comes up, if you use it, how it works for you. Wishing you a lovely now moment.